Sleep, minstrel, sleep. The winter winds awake, and yellow April's buried deep and cold. The wood is black, and songful things forsake the haunted forest when the year is old. Above the drifted snow, the aspens quake. The scourging clouds a shrunken moon enfold, denying all that nights of summer spake, and swearing false the summer's globe of gold.
Sleep, minstrel, sleep. In such a bitter night, thine azure song would seek the stars in vain. Thy rose and roundelay, this winter spite would scarcely spare. Oh, never wake again. These leaden skies do not thy masks invite. Thy sunny breath would warm not their disdain. How shouldst thou sing to boughs with winter dight, or gather marigolds in winter rain?
Sleep, minstrel, sleep. We do not grow more kind. Your cloak was thin, your wound was wet and deep. More bitter breath there was than winter wind, and hotter tears than now thy lovers weep. Upon the world-old breast of comfort, find how gentle darkness thee will gently keep. Thou wert the summers, and thy joy declined when winter winds awoke.
Sleep, minstrel, sleep.
Today both Cather and her minstrel sleep, but their words and music resonate in our ears and memory. As our own evening at Vineacre draws to a close, we return to Cather's description from almost 100 years ago.
The music went on and on for 2 hours, as mortals count time. I don't know by what system they computed on Parnassus or in Arcady, but a Greek said that sometimes the hours of men are the years of the gods. The stars came out and the frogs kept up an accompaniment outside. Perhaps from some pool into which years ago Nevin looked and found Narcissus.